Welcome to the Relatable Finance Podcast. Here are your hosts, Evan Dunier and Shane Phillips.
Welcome to today's episode of Relatable Finance. This is Evan Dunier, investment analyst here with Provenance, joined by my co-host, Senior Portfolio Manager Shane Phillips. Today's episode, along with all episodes, is brought to you by Provenance Wealth Advisors, financial planning and investment firm headquartered in South Florida. The real estate landscape has seen significant changes over the past few years, with home affordability a major theme, especially amongst first-time homebuyers. Today, we'll take a deeper dive into one of the most important factors that influences this, the shortage of housing supply in the U.S.
Housing inventories remain near record lows as builders haven't kept up with the housing demands of a continually increasing population. And demographics play a big role here, as the millennial cohort reaches the prime home buying age and represents the largest chunk of the U.S. population. Several factors spurred by COVID have led to the housing shortage we're currently experiencing, but the main problem has existed long before the pandemic.
Hard to believe the 2008 housing crisis was over 15 years ago, but we're still feeling residual effects today. Home builders in particular took it on the chin and became much more conservative with the number of new homes that were built in the next decade. Additional zoning rules and new regulations only add to this problem, making it more difficult to build in most states. The result was a period of chronic home underbuilding, with single-family housing starts finally returning to pre-GFC levels in 2020.
And guess what? That brings us to the year of COVID, 2020, where significant changes came to the housing market as well as our daily lives. The pandemic led to global supply chain disruptions, causing delays and increased costs for building materials such as lumber, steel, and concrete. These supply chain issues made it more difficult and costly to build new homes, reducing the number of homes that developers could afford to build. The construction industry was also hit hard by labor shortages, resulting in many housing projects being delayed or put on hold.
The post-pandemic period also accompanied a wild ride in interest rates, having significant implications for mortgage rates and housing supply. To stabilize the economy during a very uncertain time, the Federal Reserve slashed interest rates to unprecedented lows. Low mortgage rates made borrowing much more affordable, skyrocketing demand for homes, especially in rural areas where remote work allowed people more flexibility to move. This demand quickly outpaced supply as fewer homes were being listed for sale. In many areas, this led to fierce bidding wars, driving prices up and further limiting the availability of affordable homes for first-time homebuyers and moderate-income families.
And then shortly after, inflation reared its ugly head, peaking around 9% in the summer of 2022. The Fed aggressively raised interest rates in response, with longer-term bond yields rising as well given the inflationary backdrop. Mortgage rates tend to move with long-term bond yields, especially the 10-year Treasury. The mortgage rate on a 30-year home soared from under 3% in the years after COVID to nearly 8% in the fall of 2023.
This created a lock-in effect, where existing homeowners with historically low mortgage rates became reluctant to sell, reducing housing inventory available in the market. This shortage also drove more people into the rental market, raising rental prices and making housing affordability a challenge for even more people.
There's also the trend of greater institutional buyers in the single-family home space. Yes, you heard that correctly. Institutional buyers such as private equity and hedge funds buying single-family homes for investment purposes. They often look to buy lower-priced homes in need of repair, fix them up, and convert them into rental properties. Some have claimed their increased presence in the market has exacerbated existing supply shortages, though others have argued there's more of a symptom than a cause, and may even serve as a positive force for would-be renters.
However, we got here, both home buyers and sellers are feeling the impacts of insufficient housing inventory. It's led to one of the most challenging periods for home affordability in recent history, as increasing prices and limited options have made it increasingly difficult for buyers to enter the market while leaving sellers hesitant to list their homes.
And unfortunately, there's no silver bullet to this complex issue. It wouldn't be fair to just point the finger at COVID or the Fed. In the near term, the expected reversal of the Fed's tightening cycle could help to lower mortgage rates, though greater inflationary pressures and higher long-term bond yields might keep rates elevated for longer.
Although mortgage rates are nowhere near the double digits we saw back in the 80s, anchoring bias to the ultra-low interest rate environment of the 2010s doesn't make it easier for us to stomach 6 or 7% mortgage rates. Even with a sharp spike in recent years, current rates are actually lower than the long-term average, which is just under 8%.
A longer-term solution rests on cooperation and innovation between policymakers, developers, and community members. There are some encouraging signs of zoning reform efforts to reduce costs for builders, and we have seen a sizable increase in multifamily housing starts in recent years.
While these are steps in the right direction, the house with the big yard, the white picket fence, may seem more aspirational than ever for today's younger generations. It's likely to take some time in finding equilibrium within our housing supply, further highlighting our nation's complex dynamics between economic policy and affordable housing. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Relatable Finance. If you have any questions, please email us at podcast@provwealth.com or check out our website, relatablefinancepodcast.com.
Securities are offered through PWA Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered through Provenance Wealth Advisors. The information contained in this report does not purport to be a complete description of the securities, markets, or developments referred to in this material. There is no assurance that any of the trends mentioned will continue or forecast will occur. The information has been obtained from sources considered to be reliable, but PWA or PWA Securities does not guarantee that the foregoing material is accurate or complete. Any information is not a complete summary or statement of all available data necessary for making an investment decision. It does not constitute a recommendation. Investment involves risk, and you may incur a profit or loss regardless of strategy. Selected diversification and asset allocation do not ensure a profit or protect against a loss. Vesting involves risk, and investors may incur a profit or loss. Provenance Wealth Advisors or PWA Securities do not provide tax or legal services. Please discuss these matters with the appropriate professionals. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Future investment performance cannot be guaranteed, and investment yields will fluctuate with market conditions. Any examples given in the podcast are for illustration purposes only. Actual investor results will vary.